Well, well, well. This is interesting. I wasn't expecting any humans out this far. And at night. Oh dear. And it seems like you've gotten yourself stuck in a bear trap. And you're bleeding too. Oh, what a shame. Here, let me take a look at that for you. Me, Tom. Well, I suppose I am quite tall for a woman. Perhaps it's my diet. Oh, that looks painful. And you're bleeding so much, too. It looks like you almost got cut to the bone. What a shame. Here, let me help you. Ah, free at last. Though, it doesn't look like you'll be standing on that leg any time soon. It seems like I'll have to carry you, human. Me? Not human. Now what on earth gave you that impression? Was it me prying that bear trap off you? It was nothing, really. Now, let's just pick you up. Gently. Gently. There we are. Where we're going? Oh, well. We're going to my home, of course. I can't just leave you out there in the cold, dark woods all by yourself, now can I? You might get sick. Or a predator might just snatch you up. Oh, it's no trouble at all. Believe me. I'm dying for some company, and space won't be an issue in my manner. Oh, don't worry. Don't worry about your blood on my dress, dear. This hasn't been the first time blood has been spilt on it. Oh, you're shivering. Are you getting cold? Don't worry. We'll be home soon enough. My manor is hidden deep within this woods, you see. Well, I tend to keep to myself. Though it does get quite lonely all by myself. Scary even, too. No one to hear you for miles around in these woods. These deep, dark woods. And all the strange sounds from the forest at night. Don't worry, dear. Like I said, I'll protect you. It's awfully quiet in these woods. Not even crows. Here we are. My home. What's strange about my home? Oh, I see. You've never seen or heard about it, have you? Well, like I said, I like my privacy now. Come on. Let's get you by the fire so I can warm you up and I can tend to your wounds. Now you just rest while I... Oh my, my. So I was right. You are quite the looker. Oh, don't be so bashful. You must be quite popular with the ladies in the village. No. It's their loss. I might just have to keep you all to myself. Now, let me look at that leg of yours. Oh dear, this is quite the deep cut. It seems like your blood is already running into your shoe. Let me just take off your socks and shoes then. You won't be doing much walking tonight anyway. Now stay right here. I'll be back shortly to treat this gash. I'm sorry to keep you waiting, but I have everything to treat your leg now. First, let's just spray with some antiseptic, shall we? Oh, I know it hurts, darling, but it's for your own good. How about I kiss it to make it feel better? Huh? What? Oh, I'm sorry. I guess I got a little carried away. Let's continue, shall we? Okay, let's wrap this leg up. There. All done. How does it feel? Good. Now then, let's get you something to eat. You need to keep your strength up after all. What would you like? Well, I have some dried meats ready in case. I don't feel like cooking, but I have some freshly picked apples. I'd offer you some wine, but seeing how much blood you've lost tonight, I don't think it would be good for you. Oh, that old portrait there. It's just something I had commissioned in my youth. What do you think? It looks like I haven't aged a bit. Careful now. Flattery will get you everywhere. Why don't I show you to your room? You must be exhausted by the cold and the blood loss. We don't want you reopening any wounds. Here, I'll carry you again. Oh, come on now. Don't tell me your pride has been hurt because I'm carrying you, is it? That's good. Now come on. Let's take you to your room. It is awfully dark in here. I should have brought a lantern. What? What is it? Oh, my eyes. Did you just notice them? Well, I suppose there's no need to keep it a secret. It's not like you're going anywhere. The truth is, I'm a vampire, dear. My, my, my. And just when I thought you couldn't get any paler. Oh, don't bother trying to escape. Even if you did break free, where would you go? Do you think you can outrun me on that leg of yours? How far do you think you'll make it in the cold, with a bare foot and all alone in the woods? What I want with you? Oh, nothing much. Maybe just a little nibble here and there. Then again, maybe I could find some other uses for you. For someone who was terrified at the fact that they were trapped in a vampire's home, you certainly changed your tune rather quickly. Oh, well, that's strange. I must have gotten turned around. This is my room. Oh, but you don't mind us sharing a bed, do you? Excellent. Now let me just sit you down on the bed. But could I get you something to eat, darling? You must be famished. I know I am. Well, all right then, just make yourself comfortable. I'll be just a moment. Don't go away now. Darling, I brought you something to eat. Oh, I hope you don't mind, but I changed out of my clothes too. Now, seeing as this is a special occasion, I decided to prepare a meal for you. A hot meal. Are you referring to me or the food? Oh, sorry. I couldn't resist. Now, eat up. I want you to be in tip-top condition. How is it? I see. Poor thing. You must have been starving. Why I'm being so nice to you? Well, what kind of hostess would I be if I didn't ensure that my guest was taken care of? After all, you did fall into my trap. Yes. Well, if I'm being honest, I was just going to capture you and then just drain you dry on the spot. But then I saw how cute you were. Pretty face, pretty hair. And it looks like you have some firm muscles there. It'd be a shame just to get rid of you. And like I've said, I've been feeling lonely as of late. Very lonely. Kill you? No. I wouldn't have gone through all this trouble. No. I have something better in mind for the both of us. Now, if you're done with dinner, you can have your dessert. Mm.